February 22nd, 2025. Welcome to podcast number 2 of This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown in our beloved Banting Park neighborhood. Again, I am joined by the amazing Greg Bach at the WAUK studios down at Radio Park on Victory Avenue. And then my guest is the challenger, if you will, for the 15th, or excuse me, the 11th Aldermanic District in Waukesha, Mr. Aaron Spencer. Aaron, how are you this morning?
I'm doing all right, Don. How about yourself?
Doing great, thanks. And Aaron, as Aaron was on when I had the radio show, he came on when and it was my first few months actually of the radio show. And it was his first time running against incumbent Len Miller and at the time fellow challenger Alicia Halbenslaven. You two had won the primary, which was a big coup, knocking out an incumbent.
Yeah, sure.
And then in the general election, you lost by a pretty close margin. I believe it was like 58 votes. 48 votes. So I
will not forget it.
Yes. I apologize for padding the extra 10.
it's kind of burned into your head a little bit. Yeah.
I know what that's like to lose a very close. I lost by 12 my first time running. And so I, if I had put if I'd put yard signs up, I probably would have won. That's a stupid thing. But, anyway, I guess the question is why do you want to run again?
Well, a lot of the same reasons I would like to run. I know it's an actual nonpartisan race, and I'm not on any particular side, which is nice, just because I want to reach out to all the particular residents in the area here. I just feel that there's a little bit of out of touchness with, people that need help around here. And you find that out when you start door knocking. And I found it out 3 years ago, and I'm starting to find out a little bit of the same thing. So
nothing's changed in your mind.
In some aspects, I do appreciate the work that Alicia has done with the parade memorial. I was actually in that parade when the guy flew by my particular little stand when I was running for alderman. I had a little flew right by our guys, so ended up missing one of them. So we've been there, seen that. So it was a real deal, and I'm glad we got some great remembrance on that. And hopefully a lot of people that witnessed that and everything that you saw got a little bit of closure. I mean, you can't turn that off, but it was really great what Alicia, especially Carmen De La Paz, she knocked it right out of the park.
Yeah,
it was fantastic. So lots of props to her as well. So
terrific.
A lot of the things that come in my mind. Here's a few more pieces that are coming up right now. The prices on particular permits are going up. They've doubled within this last year, which is a little crazy. When my neighbor ended up having to tear down a shed, he had to pay $75 permit to tear down a lawnmower shed. And I questioned him. I said, well, is there somebody coming out to actually, spend their time to, inspect this before you tear it down? Or is there some value you get out of that $75 for doing this? And he said, no, it's just he's got to play along. So, there's a few things I think we can take a look at yet. And I would like the ability to help out with that.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk with the current financial situation of the city that there's some bills that need to be paid before the city that gets on harder times. And some of the feedback from neighbors is that they're seeing a lot more traffic and moving violations from the police. And now I'm just hearing that these permits are being doubled. And I don't know if that's uniform across all departments, but how do you feel about those as fixes or solutions for this bigger, financial situation?
It's a Band-Aid. It's not when you put on, so I'm on the Landmarks Commission, and
that's right.
There is a a particular fee that just recently came up, a $25 consultation fee for something that you are required to do, required to apply for a permit if you're working on the outside of your house, if you have a historic landmark house. So does that mean our staff members are per job that they're getting paid for, where they have to have that extra consultation fee?
Yeah, I'm
not exactly sure on that. So
I'm concerned it creates bad will, especially for newer residents or for people visiting Waukesha. And I think there's other ways to kind of recoup or fill some of these deficits without pulling people over for, you know, pedantic parking by, you know, moving or parking violations that I've been told have been very pedantic. And I think even worth fighting in court.
So. As a matter of fact, because I'm right on one of the regular streets on Dunbar and College.
That's right.
And I think that I've gotten a good 8 tickets because you didn't park on the right side of the road. Or my kids, teenage sons, they just went to college themselves. So they missed it that one night. Boy, they'd sure be able to catch you at that $20 fee.
Yeah.
You got a permit.
It's only 20. I thought it was 40. So I wanted to ask about your work on the Landmarks Commission. Were you appointed because of your work as a union carpenter? Was that one of the influencers or something that helped with your appointment to that commission?
That is one of the benefits of my particular trade, is being able to serve that to a little bit better standard than your normal resident can probably do it, just because I have a little bit of inside knowledge with my trade. Also met with the Mayor Sean Riley during the last campaign, and we had talked about a few things. I talked to Mayor Riley, and I talked to Lisa Seleb, who were both running at the time.
Right.
And I just kind of, as if I was going to be an alderman, I kind of wanted to see what were some of their perspectives on what's going well in the city, what can be done, and kind of ask Sean, what do you really look for that's a beneficial alderman, working with you. So a lot of those questions I had asked, he had liked what I had said enough to. Of course, there's an application process, and he suggested an application process, and that the Landmarks Committee might be a good fit for you. So that's how we got there.
That's terrific. Now, you mentioned Lisa Salb, and I saw on social media she reported that she had to go to Madison, I think it might have been Friday, to fight a state initiative regarding landmarks and historic preservation. And she reported this morning or later last night that it was they won the fight, whatever that was. Can you shed some more light on that?
So one of the biggest things that us as a commission have a problem, and I'm kind of speaking a little bit for some of the commissioners, but let's just keep it focused on me, that we'd like to try to keep the historic downtown up to standards of a historic downtown.
Yeah.
So in her particular case, she has these multi-level apartments that will be restricting the entire access, the view of her residence. She's come to us several times, and we can't be really biased just because she has a historic house, but we're understanding a little bit of, you know, what the particular situation is. You're kind of just sticking a condo area, or you're sticking something modern into a historic district.
Mm.
We kind of understood, but we still, you know, play by our limitations as a as a commission. And I think she's doing what she's got to do in order to try to preserve the historic value of the house. Whatever happens, it happens, but that's about as much as I can say on that.
Okay, let's go to a bigger picture here. What do you see are the biggest challenges facing the city that you think you'd like to address should you become alderman?
Yes. So one of them you had already mentioned, which is a big one, obviously budget. So one of the biggest topics of budget turns out to be the police department that we have here in the city. So since I had 3 years to really think about what else is going on here in Waukesha, I took the initiative to actually join the Citizens Police Academy through the county and through the city. Great experience. I actually suggest that to everybody else. Just because I wanted to find out where this budget money is going. What is it being used for? Is it being utilized correctly? Are we really doing our due diligence as far as are they spending it right? And it turns out they are, way beyond a lot of municipalities. And it's a really neat thing to be. And then I turned out to be with the alumni afterwards for the city of Waukesha. So do a little bit of volunteering there as well, able to help out some of our current events that are going on within downtown and some of the other things there. And it's been a really good thing. So just doing due diligence on things that are getting spent on is going to be a really, really big issue. And we just got to keep the balances and checks in balance here to make sure that things are going on so correctly.
How's your campaign going?
The campaign, I feel, I might be a little biased on it, but I feel it's going pretty well. Win or lose this particular time around, I'm kind of focused on actually making a difference. Okay. So actually being able to talk to the residents, I mean, we've got about, I went to City Hall and got the numbers on it, and we need about 3,800 votes in the box to make this happen. That's the numbers from the last Trump, the last presidential election.
Okay.
And so getting out there and talking to them, I actually have any door knockers that are with me. They are actually writing down some of the concerns that are going on within Waukesha. And I actually had that last time around.
As I say, are you still able to enlist the your fellow union members to help with the canvassing?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing about being bipartisan, Don, is I have no no endorsement from either side. Yeah. None. Sure. It is pretty much all union run. Mm-hmm. And they actually see both sides as a good thing. I know the Carpenters Union in particular, go Republican, Democratic, it doesn't matter.
Right.
And, okay. So I have that, and I have a lot of people from 3 years ago that also believe in me that are also doing the same thing. So it's been a blessing. It really shows how my message resonates with the people, as far as, you don't have to take a side when you're running an office like that,
Yeah.
And if you have the ability to speak to the people and actually, get some stuff done, I mean, that's your job as alderman. So I would like the opportunity to do that if willing.
Yeah. Now, when I was running and I was going door to door, like when I first ran, and then a year later after I was appointed and had to run for formal election, maybe every 10th house would ask me, are you Democrat or Republican? Are you still getting that question from some of the neighbors?
I am.
Yeah. I am. How do you respond to that?
Well, I respond to that. I respond to them bipartisan. And I say, I mentioned that the race is actually a nonpartisan race for aldermen. It is completely, you don't have to be a part of anything. But I have, per se, the balls to actually go into either one, either house, whether it's the Democrats or the Republican during any of their meetings. And if there's particular issues that come up, hey, guess what? I'm going to be here and I'm going to talk to them. If they have issues, I wish they'd come and talk to me, and we can, work this out. There's, I am so sick. I am so sick of the bantering back and forth.
Yeah.
All it does, it creates a stalemate. It doesn't get anything done. And it's just a bunch of finger pointing. And, I think I'm not the only person that feels that way. So, once we get that out of the way, let's go to work. Let's keep let's keep Waukesha as good as it is. If we're able to implement something a little bit better for Waukesha, do a few more things that, you know, make it better for the residents, great, let's do it. Let's hear about it. I don't want you to be shy to come to me and say, hey, I know you're only Democratic, I know you're only Republican. I'm tired of that. I'm beyond that. Let's move on. I mean, you've got, I try to tell all the people too, as far as when I go door knocking recently, I said, well, if you were, and I think the deadline has passed, but if you were getting new trash cans, for example, make sure to pay the $75 now to upgrade your trash can. Otherwise, the price is gonna skyrocket on you.
Sure.
And you know, things like that.
Yeah.
It's a little thing, but it's something they'll be thankful for instead of finding out they have to, you know, pay a significant amount of payment.
Yeah. So what about economic development? What can the city do to attract more employers? The mayor told me at the pancake breakfast this morning, the Rotary Club's 71st annual pancake breakfast, that 30% of, I'm presuming he meant available commercial space in Waukesha is not being taxed. Basically, I think he means like vacancies or available lots that can be developed. And, you know, what would you, if you're elected as alderman, what would you do to promote, filling those vacancies, or what kind of employers would you like to see that could generate more revenues for the city and also adding to the quality of life here?
So that's one of those things I'd really like to dig into. As a matter of fact, it's going to be almost a base-to-base particular situation where you got to start talking to those people that have these residents that are open. I'm sure maybe Blinsky Homes, maybe one of the, you know, they may have some spaces that are available, particular companies like that. And you gotta get knocking on these doors here and finding out what's going on. And if they have particular restrictions by the city that are not allowing them to do something, or if they have a historic building and they need help with it, hey, you know, I know a landmarks commission that's you know, giving out particular grants if you go and apply. You gotta be a guiding light for some of these people to really push it through. It's not a one thing fix all. So I would definitely like to get on board with that. If you walk downtown, you'll actually see some of the trim work. And I'm a carpenter by trade, so I notice these things, but you can see some of the trim work falling off and certain things like that. And you can see those were apartments. Go ahead and take a look. You know, I challenge you guys.
Sure.
But it's things like that that need to get fixed. And if you don't have the resources, because I'd like to bring the resources to the people, to the businesses, to everybody who needs it in Waukesha. So, those are some things I'd like to bring.
Okay. So we have less than 2 minutes left. What is it you want listeners and 11th district voters to know about Aaron Spencer that, why they should vote for you, why they should give you a shot this time around?
They should give me a call. They should give me a call, and they should certainly find out if you are interested enough to find out, you know, you have a particular situation,
sure,
you can certainly ask me.
Okay.
Aaron, what would you do about that? Or can you do this about that? Or use me as a reference. That's the point. I want to be here for the people, not just the businesses, not just the historic places. There's just so many things that need to be done that all it takes is actually going and talking to people. So I want to invite them to come and talk to me. They can call their current alderman, see how it goes. I would suggest that first. That's the correct way to do it. But I would also like that opportunity to help you as well.
So, sounds great. Aaron Spencer, Union Carpenter, member of the Landmarks Commission, and second time candidate for 11th District Alder, taking on incumbent Alicia Halbenslaven. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Good luck with the rest of your campaign. I know it was a very close one last time, so we'll be watching that one closely this time. And I want to thank everybody for listening in. And You can check out all the podcasts on civicmedia.us/shows/ This Week in Waukesha. And don't forget the hyphen between each word. I know that's a lot, but again, thanks for being a part of this great discussion where we're acting locally, thinking globally from our beloved Waukesha. I want to thank Greg Bach for filling in this morning and wishing everybody the very best. Remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. Good mental health is everyone's right. Parental alienation is a crime. And remember, keep those close to you. Keep your neighbors, everyone in your hearts. Thanks again for joining us on This Week in Waukesha Podcast 2. Thank you, Aaron. And bye for now. See ya.